4 days. That's how long it took SpaceX to go from historic IPO debut to surpassing Amazon in market capitalization. As of Tuesday pre-market trading, SpaceX was valued at nearly $2.8 trillion, a 50% gain in 3 sessions. Options trading launched today, which introduces a whole new dynamic because of what analysts are calling potential gamma squeeze mechanics.
Let me set the context for listeners who may not be deep in market structure. When options contracts are newly introduced on a stock that's already rallying hard, market makers who sell those contracts hedge by buying the underlying shares. If enough call options are purchased, meaning bets that the stock goes higher, the market maker's hedging activity itself pushes the stock price up, which makes more options profitable, which triggers more hedging purchases, which pushes the price higher again. It's a self-reinforcing mechanism. The concern, or the excitement, depending on your perspective, is that this dynamic could artificially inflate SpaceX shares beyond what fundamental valuation would support.
And the fundamental valuation question is genuinely complicated. SpaceX's revenue comes from multiple distinct businesses: Starlink satellite internet, Falcon 9 commercial launches, Starship development contracts, government defense, and NASA work. Starlink alone has over 7 million subscribers globally as of last count. But $2.8 trillion is a price-to-earnings multiple that requires extraordinary growth assumptions, even for a company growing as fast as SpaceX.
For comparison, Amazon, which SpaceX just surpassed, is a company with roughly $575 billion in annual revenue. SpaceX's last reported annual revenue was somewhere in the $15 to $20 billion range. So you're paying Amazon-scale valuations for a company with about 3% of Amazon's revenue. That math only works if you believe SpaceX's trajectory is almost vertical from here, which some serious analysts do, and which others think is speculative overreach.
The IPO signal for the broader AI and tech ecosystem is what I find most interesting from a market structure perspective. Analysts are now saying SpaceX's successful debut, it's being described as the largest U.S. IPO on record, clears the path for OpenAI and Anthropic to go public. There's a logic to this. SpaceX demonstrated that private market unicorn valuations can actually survive public market scrutiny, and then some. That gives bankers and boards confidence that other high-profile private companies can execute similar debuts.
Though I'd note that SpaceX and Anthropic are very different businesses with very different revenue profiles. SpaceX has physical assets, actual recurring revenue from Starlink, and government contracts. Anthropic's business model is still in a phase of rapid change. Their AI models are generating revenue, but the competitive landscape is intense, and the regulatory environment, as we'll discuss in the next segment, is suddenly more complicated.
Also worth noting, SpaceX's Cargo Dragon capsule is undocking from the International Space Station today. So on the day its stock is doing remarkable things in pre-market trading, the company is literally conducting space operations. That dual reality, Wall Street euphoria and actual rockets, is kind of remarkable to witness in real time.
NVIDIA is simultaneously out with its first bond sale since 2021, seeking $20 billion across 7 tranches. The fact that NVIDIA, which has a market cap well above $3 trillion of its own, needs to raise debt tells you something about capital appetite in AI infrastructure. They're refinancing maturing notes, yes, but the scale of investor demand for AI-linked corporate bonds, and that demand is described as surging, reflects how much institutional capital wants exposure to this sector, in any form it can get it.
The central bank gold story connects here too. A record share of central banks globally plan to increase gold holdings, according to the World Gold Council survey. That's not a coincidence alongside the SpaceX mania and NVIDIA bond demand. Central banks are hedging against dollar dominance uncertainty while private markets are throwing capital at AI and space. You have 2 very different reads on the global financial moment happening simultaneously.